Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Alrighty. Thanks for being here. And rate and share when it's all done. Make sure you comment. Rate, that really helps us. And things are going well with it. So here we go. Hopefully we'll have time for a couple of dog segments, as in a hot dog. And your dog, Henri, on this pod. Let's start with your dog, Henri.
My dog is 16 years old. And in the words of my friend's daughter, Miss Ramona, Henri's 112. So I get it. My dog is old and he's got old people things going on. But as a caregiver of a mother with dementia, what I was not expecting the vet to say was that, you know, your dog has dementia. And I'm like, the dog too?
Man, your mom, like, dog.
But here's the thing. My dog, it is no secret in my neighborhood and even among my family members that my dog, Henri, has a mean streak.
And that is long before.
Yes, he has a mean streak a mile wide. He's got nicknames like Henri the Monster.
Oh my gosh.
That was my friend's granddaughter. Mm-hmm. Henri's a monster. Because every time this little girl went to pet him, he just growled at her.
He was a troubled youth.
10-pound terror. The young woman who used to live with us to help me with mom referred to Henri commonly as my demon child. Okay? Because... Yeah. He gets up in his own doggy feelings.
Yeah, the owners are to blame.
His real owner is my mom.
His grandma.
In fact, at one point, the little kids who live next to us in Belmont asked me if I was Henri's dog walker. People have never associated me with being his owner.
So you're blaming her meanness on your mother's raising.
Yeah, I am, actually. She spoiled him, so he runs things. It's all about him all the time. Mm-hmm. And now that he's got dementia and he can't have see because he's got cataracts, he's just evil.
Are they just he has dementia? They do it
no,
for a battery
no,
of tests.
No, it's not. It's not a guess.
He doesn't
it's
know
not
what day
a
it
guess.
Is. He thinks
it is not a guess. You open up the door, you say go outside, you know, to pee-pee. He goes outside, he comes back in, he forgets to pee-pee. Yeah. Sometimes he forgets that you go out of the door at the part that's open. He'll just walk into the wall. I mean,
cataract surgery.
Bless his heart.
No.
Bless his heart. But for me, the problem now is that, like, he cries if I leave him downstairs, so I have to carry him upstairs.
Yeah.
But then, like, the other night, I carried him upstairs, and then he decided that he didn't want to go back downstairs. So he bit me. And so, you know.
What? You don't even put your hands near him. Didn't you say you use, like, a something like a.
I use a folder.
Like
or something to kind of herd him because he's vicious.
He has
he's
no
vicious.
Teeth and he's
so,
old and he's 10 pounds.
So
how
I
much
have,
is going to hurt
he's,
you?
I'm telling you, he's vicious. I have text messages from former home health aides who are like,
he's scary.
I don't mess with your dog. I'm not doing anything with that dog. He's frightening, okay?
Are you going to live in your house like with a beekeeper outfit on?
That's how... Honestly, that's how I feel I should live, like in a full-on sweatsuit.
Yeah,
and someone said, well, just wrap a towel around your arm. It's like, he's my dog. I feed him. So I have company coming, and I was just going through my head all of the things that I need to tell them to keep them safe from Henri.
Oh, gosh.
Like, first of all, don't eyeball him, okay?
Do not eyeball me,
baby. Don't stand over there and stare at him for too long. He doesn't like it, okay? He'll look at you like, are you looking at me? And then he'll come over to you like, don't. This is my house. Mm-hmm. Don't look at me. Mm-hmm. Don't try to pet him. If you try to put your hand down and immediately he starts growling, just back away slowly. Back away slowly.
Really?
Yes.
Any sudden movements?
And if you do have if you go to the refrigerator or if you go over to the area where I usually prepare food, you might want to try to give him a snack. If you don't, just take your chances.
Are you just telling us that people won't go in your kitchen and get your food?
No, I'm telling you this because, and also he's leaving landmines all over the place, so you constantly have to watch where you step. It's horrible.
That is ew.
It is absolutely horrible, and I have done everything as a dog owner that I swore I would never, ever, ever do.
Like,
everything.
Like you let him poop everywhere or whatever.
I don't let him. I don't let Henri do anything. Henri is doing what Henri wants to do. You don't let him.
Well, he can't move very fast. So you probably see him moving his butt, you know, like the time.
I thought about, you know, having someone come over to help, but I'm thinking tranquilizer dart first.
Maybe he needs mounted.
Because he
damn,
is,
Ramona?
He's horrible. Yeah. I admit it. I love him, but he is 10 pounds of pure unadulterated terror, and he's worse now that mom is gone.
Well, he's not very mobile, probably. Can you keep him contained so he's just not pooping everywhere?
So we forgot
how
he has dementia.
How do you get him into the crate? How do you get him into the crate?
You put it around him. You get one of those playpen things, you know what I mean, that has like a circular.
So I just throw it over and hope it lands on him?
Yeah,
it lands around him?
Well, I mean, he's not running anywhere,
wow.
Is he?
Well, he can make it like to the end of the driveway and back, and then he passes out. So what you have to do is if he's in a mood, you basically just have to wear him down to the point where he can't do anything else because he's 112, and then you can move him.
I'm telling you, one of those, they have these little like circular things or whatever.
You really got this out of episode of Ghostbusters.
I will tell you, that won't work. He chewed through the side of one of those at my aunt's house.
But now he has two teeth left.
Oh. He still uses them very well. I should know. He bit me. I would say in the past 2 months, he's probably had about six victims.
Six?
Needs something.
Yeah. He's horrible.
This
I'm sorry.
Why I don't
he's horrible.
Own dogs.
Put something in his mouth.
He was a sweet puppy.
No, he wasn't.
Was he?
He was a sweet puppy. Okay. He was a sweet puppy.
Okay, maybe
he grew into a not so sweet entitled.
Okay, but it was an old
spoiled dog. But
okay, yeah, okay, maybe a puppy for a year, maybe.
For the first 2 years, he was very sweet. And then he started terrorizing the other dogs in the neighborhood.
Two out of 16?
Yeah, 2 good years.
2 good years.
Your dog, but I love him.
Spawn of Satan. Okay. No,
thank God.
That is one of his nicknames, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Good thing he's a small dog.
Yeah, if he was a big dog, we couldn't live together.
Big dog would be just...
I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be holed up in my room hoping that the dog let me out, which I kind of live like that right now.
Hey,
I open up my door like, is he around? Okay, I can make a run for the kitchen.
It is. But when I had Lenny...
Yeah, Matt had a terror dog, too. Matt's dog attacked me over a hot dog.
Lenny was tough.
Who is Lenny?
Lenny Briscoe. Named after the Law and Order character. I had a Dachshund, but he was.
Dachshunds are.
They look like demon dogs, don't they?
Dachshunds can be very unfriendly. Dachshunds generally only love their owners, and everybody else they don't care about.
He was rescued off the street, so who knows what was going on in his life.
Henri was much friendlier. Henri is much friendlier than Lenny ever was.
Now, wow.
We stood up for him. I don't know why, but when we had a kid, then it was. You can't have an angry wiener dog around your kid.
But I remember when, was it Amy's mom or dad said, you know, you've got that mean little dog. Do you really think you should have that mean attack wiener around the baby? You guys are like, oh my God, how could you say that about Lenny? And I was sitting over here thinking, they right though.
They ain't nobody lying.
Lenny tried to attack me. I'm still scared of that little wiener dog.
I jumped up on a chair one time and just
He treed your mother-in-law on a chair.
Yeah.
And you guys were still like, how dare you say we shouldn't have Lenny around a small child? We love him. And was like, but.
The next house he went to, for some reason, he was perfectly content and happy.
Because he ran the house.
The next house he just got, I think he suddenly got old or something. He was tired. Being shifted from foster home to foster home.
he went through so many together. Homes.
Speaking of dogs, what a segue. National Hot Dog Day was earlier this week. And I was surprised at the one thing we were most surprised about on this survey was that 75% of the people in this survey said they put their condiments on the bun first before putting on the hot dog.
That's insane.
Where
are we getting this information? I have to believe this is flawed science.
Something called Applegate, a natural and organic meat brand in the U.S., had the survey by one poll. But I don't think I've ever been given the option. Like, I don't think anybody's handed me a bun.
And said, go for it.
Yeah.
Usually when someone gives you a hot dog.
It's in the bun.
It's in the bun. Or let's say you just get a hot dog off the grill. Like, you're waiting for them to be done. You walk over with your plate that has the bun on it.
Yeah.
and they put the hot dog in there.
Right.
You don't walk over with a bun covered in ketchup and mustard and relish because you know what's going to happen to your bun? It's just going to get soggy.
No, it's not going to get soggy.
Yeah, it's going to get soggy. It's going to be mushy.
It takes me 2 seconds to eat a hot dog. What are you
When you wait.
That's impressive.
You put it in, and then you put the hot dog on top, which should be a little bit juicy itself.
Well, you could put the,
okay? It's too much juice.
You could have the dog on the side of the on the plate with the roll over the bun. Put the stuff on, dog on. It's not going to get moist.
It will. It will. And everyone also doesn't inhale hot dogs like you do.
I do. I you know what? I eat a lot of things fast. I want to get it over with, move on to my next thing. And I don't really love hot dogs, so I might as well plow them down. Ballpark is where I would eat one.
I can love a hot dog. A hot dog is a very lovable thing.
Lovable?
Yeah. If you haven't had a hot dog in a long time and you have a good hot dog, it's like you wonder, like, why don't I eat hot dogs more often?
I'll take a brat over a hot dog any day of the week.
No, no.
Not a brat over a hot
dog?
I'm taking the hot dog. A brat is just a little too much.
I'm taking the goodness of that hot dog, and I'm going to tell you where they have an excellent veggie dog.
Where's that?
In Charlotte, Pinky's West Side Grill. You get the veggie dog with the veggie chili some of that slaw on top. It's life changing. You'll say I might be a vegetarian. I don't even know who I am right now.
They're so rare that I have a hot dog. I want it to be real pig eyeballs and knuckles.
So you're basically going to a convenience store.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Hold on a second. Like there. The convenience store one that's been on that little
That's been on the rotisserie or. Ages. You don't know how long it's been there. It could have been there for an hour. It could have been there for a week. You have no idea.
I remember my brother getting, I've gone through that. We get food for Christmas sometimes. He would get hot dogs sometimes. And
wait a minute.
He got ketchup one
time. Your hot dog. Yeah, I'm sorry. Your brother got hot dogs for Christmas.
1 year he did because it came with, he also had this little hot dog thing. It was like a
hot dog maker.
A hot dog maker.
Yeah, yeah. I remember
Race
seeing
it. Race
appliance,
really.
Yeah,
It's twirling around a little bit. So we got hot dogs and a hot dog maker one time. That's a big time. I told you we got.
Is that something he asked for?
I don't think so. I think it's like, hey, we've got hot dogs here in the fridge.
Hey, I didn't get anything for Derek, did you?
Not at all.
Let's give him the hot dogs out of the freezer. That sounds like something his brother Matt did.
Yeah, probably.
Where he gets it from now.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, and Eric makes hot dogs at home.
Yeah.
Now, do you do microwave or do you do the boil them thing?
No, I boil them.
Whoa, that's big time.
Really? Yeah, I boil hot dogs. For me, boiled hot dogs taste better.
I heard that.
But now, I don't know, a good blackened hot dog from the grill is...
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
I will give you that, but that's really not... You can't go that versus the other two. It's got to be, the boil versus the microwave. Because if you're
going to make it at home, then you have those three options. You can grill it.
Not everybody is when you go out and do one little hot dog in the grill.
I mean, no, of course you're not going to do
one hot dog. So I would.
That's what I'm saying. So your choice is like grill or a microwave or boil. I'm surprised you take boil. That takes a long time.
It does.
Is that much difference in taste?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's just, I don't know. It tastes like when you microwave a hot dog, it tastes like it's still in the pack. Like, I don't care how long you heat it up for, it still takes like it's in the pack. But when you boil a hot dog, it's juicier, it's plumper.
Really?
Okay, can I ask you a question about a hot dog?
Yes.
Would you ever eat a hot dog straight out of the pack without heating it up?
I've done that.
I've done it. But
oh, God.
I've done it as a kid a lot.
Oh, no.
Why do you say oh, no?
I
don't have to cook a hot dog.
Oh, no.
I didn't say that I liked it.
That's
I said I've
savage.
Done it before.
It's that savagery at its
what
worst.
What do you mean?
It's just like,
What's wrong with it?
You're supposed to eat a hot dog warm. Not just
straight
out of the
but sometimes
package.
You're in a hurry.
No. I mean, I just wanted to try it. When I was a kid, I did.
You wanted to, you know what I haven't done in my life? I got goals. I'm going to eat a raw hot dog.
Hold on. I was like 7 or 8.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank
you. I'm not talking 31-year-old Eric. I'm talking about kid Eric that doesn't know how to cook.
Faith restored.
Okay.
Faith restored. You were 7.
Well, how about if it's left out of the
Matt
microwave?
Was 37.
No.
Okay, so.
Well, I don't do it. My kid will eat pigs in a blanket. This version of pig. People call it different things, but a hot dog with the crescent roll.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so occasionally if there's leftovers, all I hear is cold if it's sitting there and I'm starving.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help it. If there's anything left over, as I'm cleaning up, I start eating it. My daughter said she noticed it the other day and I'm like, what? And she goes, you do this every
Daddy
time.
Daddy is a trash disposal. Yes. You, that's your cheap thing coming into play. Like, we're not going to get rid of this food.
No, because I don't eat it all.
We will scarf it down.
I can't help but look at it and say, I got to eat. So I take the big spoon that was stirring Avery's mac and cheese, and I'll eat a couple bites. And then she said, I do it every time. And she goes, then you say, well, that's not enough to save anymore.
So wait, the mac and cheese is cold? So the mac and cheese would be cold, and you would just...
Yeah, I eat everything cold. A lot of things cold.
Mac and cheese?
I don't feel like warming things up.
That's disgusting.
He gets disgusted with some of the things I eat cold.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine... Cold mac and cheese is just like... Even though I like a macaroni salad, there's something about cold mac and cheese.
Cold spaghetti?
No. That's gross.
Absolutely.
Hell no.
What's wrong with you people?
What's wrong with you? Why are you still a frat boy at 50 something?
I'm busy. I got things to do, man.
Busy? Yeah. Then taking the 30 seconds it takes to heat up a slice of pizza?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's gross.
I mean, if I have time, I'll do that, but cold.
Time?
It takes like literally 1 minute.
Right.
Literally 1 minute.
Like, he's at home.
Like, I don't know if I have the time. I'm just lounging around my house watching TV without 30 seconds to spare to heat something.
More
up.
Than 30 seconds. You got to walk it over to the microwave.
Walk it over? You don't live in a damn mansion, okay? You don't. What, you're walking 10 feet?
Yeah,
it's that.
Sometimes it's just in a pan, so now I got to put it in a microwavable thing.
If you ever let it come out of your lips again that your daughter Avery is lazy, I need you to look in the mirror, sir, and see that she is learning some things from her father.
That's exactly where she gets it from.
If it's in a pot, I'm just eating it out of the pot.
No, man, that's so gross.
Oh, it's great.
That has to be something detrimental to your inside.
You would not even know.
I was so hyped for hot dog day when we first started talking about this. I was like, I'm going to leave here and get a hot dog. But now I have to talk about cold hot dogs and all the things that Matt eats cold. And just
you don't ruin our appetite. Thanks.
Do you cut up hot dogs and put them in spaghetti sauce? Eat it like that.
No, but I will.
When I was a child, I did eat SpaghettiOs with little chunks of hot dog in it. When I was like seven, going back to being age seven.
Anybody ever heard of beanies and weenies?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's still a good meal. I still would do that. Like,
it's also your stage name.
No.
I was talking to Eric, not Ramona, by the way.
Wow. You know.
That'll wrap that show up. There's a podcast for you.
There's
Rate,
the name.
Comment and send it to Eric's mom. Thanks again. Talk to you soon.